Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Just to tell you, we're coming up on the anniversary, 13th year anniversary, I believe, of 9/11. 9/11, for all of our people who have never heard about this before, was the year and time, the month and the day of the year, 13 years ago, that America was attacked by a handful of people who were loyal to radical forms of Islam. And the last words they cried out before they flew planes with our passengers and our citizens on them into the towers of 9/11 and to our Pentagon was Allah Akbar. The thing that somebody prays every single five times a day, you know, in a call to prayer for Islam. And they with box cutters, they took over these airlines. A box cutter is something you open a box with a little small little razor blade. Well, now they have hundreds of millions of dollars, oil rigs, all the ammunition we gave, it seems, to Iraq to be able to fight. They took it all over. And right now, reports are that, according to, I believe it's the Blaze or the Washington, it is the Washington Free Beacon, that 13 in Libya, the same Benghazi situation that happened where we had Americans killed, it still has not been answered yet, and it's very strange. We sent three people with no help, and they got killed in there, our ambassador and several military, that that very same area in Libya, that now 13 aircraft are missing. 13 passenger planes are missing. Wow. This is the anniversary of 9/11.
Wow.
And let me show you the CIA embassy area right here. This is what's taking place. This is what we're doing
in
Libya, not India, in Libya.
No, in it, yeah.
Yeah, in Libya. And what is, I mean, we look back in history and we would see Iran when our people were leaving the embassy in Iran, and they're climbing up the ladder to leave, or they're going down in certain countries, and you see us leaving. It's like it was a tragic thing. Today, it's like we're leaving everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, the word that John Paul Jackson gave about our nation is that God gave him to give is obviously being confirmed. We're being humbled as a nation, and don't even know. Only pride could keep you from being aware of how humbled we're being, which means we could repent at any moment and take that off road, as we talked about in yesterday's program. Make sure you get the off roads, as we talked about it, and I had Glenn Beck talking. But this is what's happening right now in the embassy area, right there where Benghazi and Libya and CIA. Take a look at this. This is Tripoli, Libya. You know, when you hear about what is taking place, and you hear even the songs of the Marines, you know, from the walls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. I mean, this is what's happening to our embassy, our CIA properties in Tripoli.
Ooh.
And if you look back at history, remember, we came, we're conquered, he's dead. Ha, ha, ha. That was at that time, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That we are going to lead from behind, but we're going to send air support over to be able to bring this to pass. Understand, it's just like, I know it just seems weird, and I'm not saying this, I'm just saying what it looks like. It looks like, it's like, are you on our side? Are you on the side of America? Are you for us? You know, are you for God? And think about it is, and we're quick to go to break and come back and talk about this, but if you're not for God, you're not for America, because America was founded on the principles of
That's
God.
Right.
And so the Constitution, the way God's designed, allowed us to be a part of it. It is one nation under God, indivisible, liberty. All of our rights come from God. So to deny him, America doesn't even work. Mm-hmm. So to be not for God, you're just not for America. And it takes people that are for God to be able to sustain America the way that she's been. And we just need the church to rise up and she will live if we will. We're going to be hearing soon from Congressman Michelle Bachmann as she's being interviewed by Glenn Beck on The Blaze. It's a powerful interview. It just happened less than 24 hours ago. And you're going to hear an update. ISIS is in America. But first, we're going to go to this interview with Jay Tapper on CNN. His program is called The Lead. And this particular correspondent's talking about, as he's asking him, the big concern is, okay, that's what's happening in Somalia. Y'all just took out a leader over there of radical Islam. Why did it take so long? It takes a while to be able to build things up. But then he goes right into here and he says, but what about, the big concern is about America. And that's what we're going to talk about, that as we saw the graffiti just this last Sunday on the churches, we saw a flag, and we've shown you of all this. We showed you the flag in front of the White House. We've shown you the ISIS flag in front of the White House, the ISIS flag at the Ferguson. At Ferguson, Missouri. And this is not the people in Ferguson doing this. This is just people that have this mindset hurtling around things.
Yeah, co-opting
and trying
things.
Co-opting it. And so listen to here as Jay Tapper asks this question to him. What about America? This is, you know, let's get back to our country. No, watch this. Listen up.
Turn of ISIS trying to strike here in the homeland, here in the United States, is a very serious concern. What are your sources telling you about any sort of cells of ISIS in the United States?
The people who collect tactical intelligence on the ground day to day, and this isn't Washington, but people collecting this stuff say they're here, ISIS is here, they're capable of striking, they don't know what their plans and intentions are. But it's a definite concern. I mean, Jake, I hate to bring up Boston, but that completely isn't resolved either. People collecting tactical intelligence are still looking for people that were complicitous in that attack.
When you say they're here, but U.S. intelligence doesn't know who they are or where they are, or they're watching them right now?
They're both. They think they've come across the Mexican border in some cases. Some are American citizens that have come back from Syria. They can't prove it. They're waiting to get enough intelligence to actually run them in. And then there's the unknown of how many people have come back they're not even aware of. But again, the people who do this for a living are very alarmed.
So you're looking right here. They're saying, you know, let's get back to our country a moment. What's happening here? And he's saying, they're saying they're here. They don't know. They can't supposedly. You track what you know. I remember the one particular Secretary of Defense. He says there's some known knowns, some known unknowns, and some unknown unknowns.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Donald Rumsfeld. Yeah. A man that never sat at his desk, and that's just honest. And that's what he just said. And it's not the things that you do know that you're concerned about, it's the things that you don't know. And what we do know as Christians is if we don't repent, it's just going to escalate, it's going to increase. This is a storm being fashioned in the world, even against America, that we have to rise up and say, you're right, Lord, we have sinned. This is the trumpet blast warning the church, going, we have to turn back to God fully, give our hearts to Him, and God will deal with the enemy if we do that. He'll deal with them. And Congressman Michelle Bachmann, in this interview that you're about to see and hear, understand, we owe so much to this woman. They say that she has a steel spine. I don't know how many children that she raised, and she's raised maybe 20 kids or something. I don't know. But she's a congresswoman. She's at least 4 foot, not. I mean, she's, and she's a giant.
Yeah.
She's a giant. She steadfast in the nation and just said, listen, the assistant for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at that time is the daughter of one of the leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood. You should vet her. You should do a background check on her.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they just attacked her. They attacked this particular representative of yours, ours, a Minnesotan representative for Congress. And everybody just sat back while she got attacked. And it's like, all she did was saying, you know, let everybody go through the same process. This person could be against our country. Yeah. And guess what?
Hello.
Guess what? And now we're dealing with ISIS. ISIS, remember, they removed, this is what Michelle Bachmann told us, Congressman Michelle Bachmann. Every mention of Islam as an enemy of America, radical Islam as an enemy, all these different forms of it, in the library of the CIA, FBI, and all those agencies, they had to remove every mention of it in our libraries. This is what she was telling us back then. And then here we are. It's come to pass. As a matter of fact, I want you to see right now, this is an interview less than 24 hours ago with Congressman Michelle Bachmann in Texas. Glenn Beck is interviewing her.
Michelle Bachmann is a congresswoman from Minnesota. She's been at the forefront of protecting our borders and speaking out. We were just having a conversation on the set about she's on intel, so she's never, ever told me anything. And it's so frustrating because she's always like, you're in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. You're like, what about what? And I just said, is ISIS what one of the things that you were trying to wake me up to years ago?
Well, we want to wake everybody in the United States up to, because this is a very real threat. You're right. This is a part of it, and it's really a part of Islamic supremacism, Islamic jihad. It's one more flavor. We hear about all the different efforts, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Al-Nusra Front, you name it. There's a lot of different organizations, but it's all, at the end of the day, it's all the same thing. It's Islamic jihad. It's an effort to take over every part of the earth with what they call a caliphate, and the new caliph is Baghdadi. He is the guy who's the head of ISIS.
Okay.
He's designated a territory and himself as the leader.
Explain who he is, because this is critical that everybody knows.
Yeah.
We had him.
Yes, and this is what I would venture to say. Most Americans have no idea that the United States had Baghdadi in prison. He was in prison in 2009. We had him in prison in Camp Buka in Iraq. He was in detention. The president's policy was to release all these guys out of detention. When we released Baghdadi from prison in 2009, his comment to the person who released him is that, I'll see you in New York.
I remember.
He issued a threat at the time. So he spent 2010 reforming and reconstituting what is now the Islamic State, IS.
This guy is a really smart,
very smart
PhD.
Guy. Very smart. He has a doctorate degree. He's about 43 years old. He's in the prime of life. He was the number three in Al-Qaeda of Iraq. The very first franchise of Al-Qaeda was in Iraq, and he was number three. We took out numbers one and two. He was the lead guy. And when the United States pulled all residual forces out of Iraq in 2011, this was his go time. This was his green light.
Why don't we have, honestly, a Chris Kyle over there now, just shoot him.
Well, this is an opportunity. He needs to go. He needs to be targeted for elimination. And he has 12,000 soldiers. That's it. I mean, think of what we're fighting with. We are the United States of America, the military powerhouse of the world. We're looking at 12,000 terrorist fighters. This is something we can accomplish. And most of these...
So help me out on two things. First of all, man, I'm tired of war.
Yeah, well, who isn't?
I know. I'm tired of war.
So
and I'm tired.
Defeat them right away. Get serious about it. Defeat them and be done with it instead of dragging this out.
But can we actually defeat these guys?
I mean,
we are.
Look at history. We've done it before.
The president said we
can't do it militarily. We have. They have been, at Tours, at the gates of Vienna. The Ottoman Empire in the 1920s, they have been defeated summarily before. But they have an ideology that tells them to reconstitute. But I will tell you, they won't be defeated by inviting them to a diplomacy table.
No, I know.
That isn't going to happen. So they've made a decision, Glenn. They're at war with us, and they're engaged in the war. It's like, think of a high school football game, and you've got one team, jerseys on, helmets on, the game's going. They've got the ball. They're going for the goal line. One team's on the field. I'm here to say, the other team hasn't even shown up yet. They're not on the field. That's us.
Okay.
We need to recognize what the threat is and address it head on.
Okay, a couple of quick things. Has anybody noticed that they're dressing us in the Guantanamo prisoner outfits? When they're beheading? They're dressing us.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
they're
right.
sending
that's
that
right.
clear message.
And we had a horrible, horrible event with the beheading of James Foley and now Steve Sopoff.
Second
this is real.
I know.
And so American journalists are being killed, and there's more hostages yet, Glenn. This is not the end. There are more American hostages. And just realize, anyone could be a victim
of
being a hostage.
I could spend 2 days with you on this. Let me ask you, and we're just going to run out of time, so let me ask you a couple of things. One, the NSA, we're now people, a guy from your state.
Two.
Two.
two from my state were the first Americans who were fighting for ISIS. I had gone earlier this year and asked the FBI, are there any Minnesotans that are over fighting with ISIS? It was classified information at the time. I couldn't reveal it. Now everyone knows. Yes, there were Minnesotans.
Why is it classified information? They're going over and fighting with ISIS.
And I had asked them, so if you have jihadists that are fighting, at that time these two hadn't been killed yet when I was asking about the information. So what I asked is, okay, once they're fighting with ISIS, what's going to happen if they try to return? And they said, well, they'll come into the country. And I said, are you kidding me? We are not going to prevent them from coming into the United States.
Is that changing? Is anybody doing anything on that?
Well, I asked my office to work with Ledge Council. We're going to introduce legislation. I am introducing legislation so that anyone with a U.S. passport who's gone to fight with ISIS or any of these jihadist groups, they're prevented from coming into the United States. In my opinion, they should lose their American citizenship. Because at that point, you have turned against the United States. ISIS has declared the United States
enemy
is their enemy.
Yeah.
Once you join an enemy army, if you've joined the Nazis, you've joined an enemy army, you should, by definition, lose your American citizenship, therefore your passport. You should have no ability to get back into the United States.
Last thing is we have the southern border is wide open.
Yeah,
I've been hearing in my head, northern border, northern border, northern border. We're not watching either of them.
Oh, no, we're not. 6 weeks ago, I went with another colleague from Boca Chica in a pickup truck all the way to Laredo. And I thought I knew a lot about this subject. And I hate to say this, but we have an absolutely open border. I thought Border Patrol stops foreign nationals from coming in. They don't. They're a people processing pipeline. It's not their fault. It's the politicians' fault because the politicians won't let them stop the border.
We don't need any new legislation.
Oh,
we just
have to
enforce
the law.
That's
right. As a matter of fact, when I was in Laredo, they told me so far this year, 5,800 Cubans had come across the border just at Laredo. They told me people from 142 nations are coming in, and it's easy. They buy a plane ticket to Mexico. They make their way to the Rio Grande. Across they come. I have video footage watching an illegal alien come across while the Border Patrol is watching them. A pregnant woman came across in a raft by MS-13, the International Criminal Cartel. And we are product fulfillment, by the way, in our government for the International Criminal Cartel. And she was the decoy. And four guys came behind her with marijuana that they were smuggling. We are a completely open border, so let's face it. If you're ISIS and you want to come against the United States, you've got the southern border and you've got American passports. This is a first where you have over 100 American passports that have the potential of coming into the United States and wrecking havoc in the United States.
Hey, I don't know if you're in town tomorrow, but I'd love to have you on radio tomorrow, even if you're out of town.
Yeah,
you're listening and watching Congressman Michelle Bachmann being interviewed on The Blaze. Powerful, powerful statements. And we're going to be back in a moment. But listen, she said this. That our people on the borders, it's not their fault, it's the politicians' fault, the leaders in Washington, D.C., that they are product fulfillment for the international cartel. That we've placed our officers in a place on the border that they are the product fulfillment for the international illegal drug cartel.
MS-13.
And it makes me think about exactly, they've been organizing this whole thing, it looks like, and you're going to hear former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, we get back when you start putting all this together in just a moment, what happened in Libya and how this all connects. I'll see you in New York. I will see you in New York. That's the final words that the present leader of ISIS, this Islamic State, that you're watching on your news, you're watching on VFN TV. That's the words that he said when our president released him and others who were in prison by our soldiers captured him. Listen, thank you to all of our soldiers who laid down your time, your risked your life. Many of you gave your life. Today you're walking around and you're wounded. And I just pray that VA will get their act together and be there for you. I mean, it's the biggest, I can't imagine why would we ever think that that's an A1 priority for us to take care of you. But you did the job right. And then our present leadership released this man who was heading up this whole, and for 4 years, reportedly, they've been planning it ever since he came out of that Abu Ghraib, whatever it is, you know, prison there. And he said, I'll see you in Newark. In New York, if anything, you know, New York, you should be concerned. You should be gravely concerned. I meant that the darkness, that just the cloud that's trying to come over you, and the target that reportedly that ISIS and these leaders of ISIS say about New York. And then read, you know, New York, is it the spiritual Babylon? Go ahead and watch that or listen to that on the VFN Torch. Begin to ask you questions. Like, it could be, but of all the things, Congressman Michelle Bachmann saying, these are the last words he says. She's talking about he's in the prime of his life. He's putting himself ahead of the caliphate. And this guy's lifting himself up, saying, you know, I'm the one in charge.
They call the caliph? Caliph? The caliph.
Is it?
That's what they call him. Yeah, he's the caliph.
Oh, the caliph to the caliphate?
Yeah. The leader. He's the leader.
So, but he's lifting it. That's what, so he's saying that. But he, understand, we had this guy captive, and now, people are asking questions. Do you have a plan to take this guy down? Do you have a plan to capture him? And the very one who released them are going like, no, I don't have a strategy yet, but we're working on it. And it can't help. You can't help but think about the rules for radicals and how things work. You got to have somebody who's stirring stuff up to cause people to begin to polarize and come together under your new way of doing things. And then you can nudge them where you want to go. And then you can depolarize. In other words, you have to have this agitant. And you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, the drop down, the series. It says, Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, and it's a whole series on it. We're looking at the dark side and the light side. What does God say? How should we respond to this? And we need to have a God response to this very dark cloud. We need to understand it. So we're looking at the world's being organized. You think about it. Why wouldn't they've just pulled the financial economy out from Putin when he starts threatening the Ukraine? It's because the people who are running the money don't want to pull the financial rug out from under Putin. They're strategically gradually letting down things easily, as George Soros reportedly said, and you could see him saying it on the VFN Torch. Who is the financial advisor, reports are, for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Who, by the way, you're about to see, this is what she said when she was Secretary of State about the killing of Gaddafi, the leader of, now Libya's in chaos, but look what happened right here. This is what she said.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
So you're looking at right here, this is in Libya, and you know, this is the ramifications of, we come, we saw, he died, the leader now is dead. And this is the embassy, this is not the embassy, but this is the CIA headquarters there in Tripoli. And it's amazing what's taking place, but nobody's even putting two and two together. It's like we're turning the whole world over to this taking place. I'm like, look, this is what's taking place. And hear what she said again after this.
We came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
This is wild. The most traveled Secretary of State reportedly in, I don't know, forever. I don't know the details on that, but it's reported very highly traveled around the world. It's almost like while her fellow mentored student of Saul Alinsky, not President Obama, then he was just Barack Obama, and she was mentored by Saul Alinsky, were selected before they were elected. And it's like, this is the next person, probably, I would assume, in line for their plans as they're organizing the world. And it's like, but the problem is about it with Christians. Look what happens to Christians when this whole thing comes in. They put Nazarene on the door. They make him go into servitude. They behead the Christian. They behead the Jew. We have to wake up. Listen, there's a chance for America. If we wake up and turn from our wicked ways, say, dear Lord, we see what's going on. We see the storm being fashioned. Lord, forgive us for our sins. God, we see this on the horizon. We see what's going on, and we know that you will deal with our enemy. We need to position ourselves like Jehoshaphat did. Go, all of our partners, go down there and watch this. Listen to it. You got to position ourselves to receive from God, and he'll give us a plan to be able to how to respond to this. Our current president is saying he don't have a plan. He may have one, but that's what's being said. And the truth is, God has a plan. We just got to hear as a church, what is your plan for us? How do you want us to respond to this? You cannot defeat darkness with darkness. Only light will do that. And you cannot defeat hate with hate. Only love will do that, as Dr. King said. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.